Ramesh, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
A pleasure.
So you grew up in Western Sydney. You've got a history of international exhibitions, yet this is the first time you've showed in a Western Sydney art gallery. Why now?
I think what's interesting is when I started, I had this perception that, art only really existed in metropolitan urban contexts. So I went to art school in Paddington at UNSW Art and Design. And I think I had this illusion that, most galleries were just kind of in the city. But I think as I kind of moved towards the end of my career, you kind of realize that that's not true. And there's kind of culture happening all around Sydney. And, Parramatta is actually the center of Sydney, which is really interesting. And I think just from a practical perspective, Casula kind of came up in the last year. I think we've been talking for about a year now. And I think the time is right, and we were able to, present this exhibition.
So how do you think, like you said, Parramatta is sort of, really the centre of Sydney. How do you think that Western Sydney, differs from potentially the city part and some of the more coastal suburbs when it comes to the topics we mentioned, sort of power, politics and gender?
I think what's interesting about Western Sydney is, so I guess it's a priority area in state funding, particularly in the context of the arts. And I think Western Sydney is really interesting because it's an area that's becoming, I would say. And I think from the context of Australia especially, it presents a really interesting demographic breakdown. There's lots of migrants. There's lots of different languages speaking. And I think the other thing about Western Sydney, you've got a broad range of people from different socioeconomic backgrounds as well. So I think from a diversity perspective, you have people with lots of different experiences that are able to bring a really interesting perspective into life in Australia.
And you did mention as well, we do have quite an amazing migrant population here in Sydney, but people can often dwell, I know, a lot on the cultural backgrounds of others. I know if we Google your name, it comes up that you're Sri Lankan born, despite the fact that you did grow up here in Sydney. Why do you think that is?
I think people often, fetishize artists' biographies when they're speaking about their work. And I think it's often a very easy access point to, analyze or have an entry point into, the work of any kind of creative practitioner. But I think there's also a danger in that because I think a lot of the time, an artist's biography sometimes isn't that important in the construction of their work. I think it's just one angle. And I think what's interesting in being able to actually discuss these things is to kind of come up with a more nuanced understanding, around the ways in which we can actually analyze the influences that artists have when they're making their work. But I also think it's about literacy. I think people can sometimes people forget to look at the artwork. And I think that's the most important thing to do when they're looking at art. Not the artist's name sometimes.
And the panel for Power, Politics and Gender in Western Sydney, I know it's attached to your solo exhibition Creator, but on the panel you'll be joined by three other artists and moderator Daniel Browning. Could you tell us a little bit about the story behind the collaboration?
Yep. So I think what we wanted to do was provide an interesting kind of, cross-section of people who are working and have worked in a Western Sydney context. So I think someone like Justine Williams, who worked past Campbelltown, and she has an amazing sculptural practice. Jeeva, who works kind of more in the administration end, working with communities. And Chidem, who also has a very kind of political or politicized practice, I think you'd say, although all practices are politicized. And Daniel Browning from ABC Radio National. So I think the focus of the panel will really be about not necessarily looking at Western Sydney from a structural context, but really thinking about the ways in which art practices placed in Western Sydney context can, generate new meanings or new readings.
And just before I do let you go, if you could choose, if people could take away one thing from either the exhibition or the panel, what hopefully would you want that message to be?
Oh, that's an interesting, good, precise question. I think the exhibition that I've kind of come up with really, it's about power, I think. And I really wanted people to think about the gallery or the museum context and what that actually means. And I think in our society especially, I think people have a certain reverence for museums and galleries. And I think they often, you know, think that the things in there have cultural value or they're good. I think I'd like people to be quite critical if, you know, if they don't like the exhibition, they don't like aspects, I'd like them to kind of think about why. If they think it's ugly, I think there's lots of ugly things in there. My aesthetic isn't necessarily, you know, mainstream in any way. So I think I just want them to be critical and honest.
Ramesh, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure.